This is Nursing in America. Each week we speak with incredible nurses who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream. This is the second part of a two-part episode, so make sure you go back and listen to part one first.
Have you gotten your driver's license yet in Indiana? Are you driving on your international license?
I'm driving through my Philippine license right now. So I am scheduled to take the exam next week. Mm-hmm. So I'm preparing and hopefully I can get it. Yeah. But the good thing here in the USA is that they allow you to drive actually using your your foreign license. I don't even have the international license. But they told me to secure it like maybe 3 to 6 months.
Yeah. Most states will give you time to get the driver's license in that particular state because you have to establish residency, which means you have to have your, like, you can't just be living out of a hotel and get it. You usually have to have a permanent address, bills that come to that address, a lease agreement, blah, blah, blah. So there's a lot of paperwork that you have to take when you're ready to get your state either driver's license or state identification. Can you tell us again how you were able to get a rental car for free for 3 months? Can you give us a little bit of details on that?
Oh, absolutely. So I came here with Kinetics and I asked them about the process. And luckily, if you process under Kinetics, they have car companies that they partner with, and then they would not ask you any payment at all. So they will provide you car like maybe 3 months or 6 months depending on the availability of the car. So when the car arrives, that's the time you are going to pay. So right now I'm not paying for anything. So they told me that the car will arrive within 3 months. 3 months. So it's absolutely free. So you have to choose. It's wise if you ask your like Kinetics or any other agencies that helps you or direct hiring companies that assist you if they have those, because here in the USA, it is a must to have a car.
Yeah, that's really good advice. And thank you for explaining the process. So to reiterate, when you work with a company like Kinetics, we oftentimes have contacts that we can connect you guys with as healthcare professionals who are looking to establish yourselves. Because when you come to the United States, you don't have credit. And credit is how you get car loans for the average Joe. So there are companies that understand that's going to be a challenge, and they will work with international nurses and other healthcare professionals to try and help them get into what's likely their very first car. So, you want to be, when you look at the selection, you may find that in your head, you were like, this is my dream car. This is what I want. And it's not available, but understand that having that vehicle, not having to worry about, with brand new vehicles, you're doing regular maintenance, but it's not repairs all the time, worrying about, I've got a used car and something's happened where I need to get it repaired or worked on. So you kind of can ease into the process a lot easier by doing what Daryl did, as opposed to hoping that you're going to get public transportation, hoping that you'll be able to walk to work, hoping that you can hitch a ride. It's just not that simple. So Daryl, I'm glad you took advantage of that program and that it's working out so well for you. So let's talk about the community. Is it very diverse where you are, or, do you see a lot of cultures represented in Indianapolis?
Yeah. Indiana is a place where every culture is present. So you can see Asians all around. You can see Mexicans. You can see Puerto Ricans, Blacks, basically Americans, everything. So, and the good thing is that they are not judgmental. They just, I mean, you can just wear whatever you would like to wear. You can just go outside, eat, have your hair pink, like that. Nobody cares here. And they are very friendly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is something that's really nice about the Great Lakes region and mm-hmm. is that it's very much a melting pot, just like mm-hmm. a lot of other regions of the U.S. We have, mm-hmm. you know, we are, you'll hear people say that the United States is a nation of immigrants. So mm-hmm. yes, there were Native Americans mm-hmm. here first. However, mm-hmm. the bulk of the population is either descended from an immigrant or an immigrant themselves. And so I think it makes it, you know, sometimes more friendly than people expect. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's, I don't know, was it surprising to you how friendly some people were?
Not at all.
No?
Actually, I figured out that most Americans and people who transition to Americans are trying to live together in harmony like that. But mm-hmm. still, there are people who is not really as what we expected, but still, the majority I'm talking is great. So I mean, I experienced that when I work out at the gym. People are very close. They would always say hi at you. When you come across with their eye, they will always say smile. I mean, they will always say anything, greet you. And I feel welcome. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that I'm here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So I'm glad that it lived up to your expectations. That's really a relief, I guess. You know, I know for a lot of people when they consider making such a big change, it's at first exciting. Mm-hmm. And then the closer you get, it gets a little scary. So sounds like you got welcomed into the community already. And that's a really important part of being able to adjust with all the other changes that you're dealing with. Mm-hmm. Okay. So how did you find your housing?
Oh, okay. So mm-hmm. my employer basically dragged me all the way to town looking for apartments. And he really spent hours with me. He even printed a map. That's why I'm really thankful. Even mm-hmm. though he's a very busy person, he should be the administrator of all the Miller facility. But he tried to make sure that they get me from the hotel and bring me back to from the hotel to the work, and also after work they would drive me around to the. From the bank to the social security office, and also to the apartment. So I end up in Indianapolis, which is in the heart of the city, and they made sure that it is not expensive and also it is. It is safe, and even the parking space, it is locked. We have a gate on it, and I'm really thankful that I ended up here.
You're very blessed to have a facility and an employer that that is taking that time with you. And I think that when you know someone locally who can take mm-hmm. you to those places and let you look around, or you have a liaison who maybe can also be available, those are the folks, like, you can look online and go, that looks perfect. The pictures mm-hmm. look good. The price is good. The size is good. But when you get mm-hmm. there, mm-hmm. what if it's not in a place that you really want to be? What if it's not safe? So it sounds like you had mm-hmm. some great support to find mm-hmm. something that yeah. sort of ticked all the boxes and still wasn't all that expensive, mm-hmm. comparatively speaking. So that's what we hope will be everyone's experience. And I think the other thing you want to do, if you're not blessed enough to have an administrator like Daryl's, although I've heard a lot of similar stories like that, but if you're not, you still can ask questions. You can say, I'm looking in this area. Can you tell me, have you ever been there? Have you heard of this area? Do you think it's safe? And a lot of times the locals are more than happy to tell you whether they think it's going to be a place you should be living or not, or your family should be living. So, Daryl, do you have a family with you at the moment?
No, actually, I'm living by myself.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. AMN Healthcare Network is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. That's amnhealthcare.com/international. On with the show.
So then I did have another question about childcare, but I don't know how much you're going to know about that since you don't have your kids to worry about. But in general, do you find that most of your coworkers, they have childcare options and... You know, is that a stressor for them, or they're usually able to find childcare and or get their kids into school and things like that?
I never really heard of that. Actually. Yeah, but okay. my Filipina friend who she is also at the same facility where I'm working right now. Mm-hmm. I met her there. She said she just have to pay extra. For her kids, and she just get insurance for them as well. Because when you came here in the United States and work with a certain company, you have to work for like 90 days for you to get benefits, including your family. So, So she shopped for insurances, and also she is planning to look for a school, but I'll update you if she has those information.
Okay, hopefully she does. Yeah, so that is something that you want to consider overall, is what is the school system like in the area where you're looking? And just like you as a nurse immigrating here have gone through phases of culture shock and the adjustment process, your children would go through that too. So prepare accordingly and think about, you know, Daryl's a little bit lucky in the sense that he doesn't have children to try and help get used to everything while he's trying to settle in. But there are a lot of people who come who bring their children and they're settling their children at the same time they are experiencing their own settling, getting used to the culture. You're getting used to the culture at work and in the community, and your children are getting used to the culture at school. And again, because so many communities throughout the United States are so diverse, it means that your children are most likely going to be around other people who've immigrated to that area. But it can still be a challenge. Your friends and family networks that you had built maybe over a lifetime, they're now so far away, and you've got to build new ones. So Daryl, one thing I did hear you say is that you made a friend at work who's also from the Philippines. And that's awesome, because that also helps with that adjustment period, making those connections and being friendly towards other people and getting to know, you know. Sometimes it's nice that you can connect with another Filipino, because it's like, oh, they know what foods we like, and they know a lot about that country that I'm from and some of the things that are just nice to talk about and reminisce about and have shared experiences with, and then build those shared experiences here as well. So it's important to form those friendships once you're here. Don't stay and sleep all the time. Right, Daryl? Okay. So we'll delve into one of the final questions. So you have an apartment that you're renting. Can you give us like a general estimate of how much, how many bedrooms you have and approximately how much you're paying a month for that?
Okay. So since I'm alone, I am allowed to rent a one bedroom apartment. Mm-hmm. And with one bathroom apartment, one bathroom. So if you have family, like my friend, my co-worker, my Filipino co-worker, she has a twin and a husband. So they are four. Mm-hmm. The apartment owners are the apartment owners do not allow them to stay in a one bedroom. So they needed to find at least two. So mm-hmm. Luckily for me, I only get one room, and it's only for $850.
That's pretty affordable, actually. Mm-hmm. And to be in a safe area, that is very good for a large city like that. So kudos to you. And you mentioned something really important. So in every place, there are occupancy rules. Some of them are set by local governments. Mm-hmm. Some of them may be set by the apartment complex. But many times, like I said, the local government or the state government in some cases can be involved in setting those occupancy requirements. So if you are a family of four, living in a one-bedroom apartment would probably not be acceptable in most places that you would want to live. And so when you're looking at trying to save money, you also have to understand what are going to be the requirements for living in that particular place. And, assume if you have more than yourself and your spouse or partner with you, that you will have to have additional rooms depending on how many additional family members or whoever is with you. For instance, if you found a roommate, there are rules around, you know, the number of people, regardless of whether they're family or not. So that's something to really kind of be aware of when you don't assume I'm going to get a one room and it's cheap and I'm going to save. You may not be allowed to do that and get housing in a safe place that you really want to be in. Okay. All right. So Daryl, do you have any advice for people who are looking to move to the Great Lakes? You've shared some good insights already, but maybe a final piece of advice for them.
Okay. So number one is just to be prepared, because when you come here in the USA, you cannot expect to have time to travel and enjoy. Like in my situation, when I arrive, they started my training immediately for 5 days, and then they let me work alone. So be prepared and always try to maybe have a balance of life and work, but always enjoy and also be cautious always. Because Americans do really appreciate what you do. So, and also you have to establish yourself with them. They are very particular with that. So I think that's it. And also before you leave your country, spend time with your family, because it's going to be sad here.
Yes, yes. You are definitely going to miss your family and your friends. And so having some quality time with them right before you come is something that a lot of people find sort of sustains them until they meet again. Thankfully, in this day and age, we also have the technology where you can see them and do web calls and things like that. But like I said earlier, and that would maybe be something to tack on to your advice, which is, very early on, you want to start making connections here. So as Daryl said, establish yourself, get to know people, let them know you. Sometimes when you don't open up and share more about yourself and explore the place where you are, it becomes very isolating for you. And that's very hard to cope with. So, most Americans are very open, warm, and friendly as a culture. And if you reciprocate, if you give that in return, you'll find that you'll make friends very quickly. You don't have to be the life of the party, but you'll still be able to make those social connections and you'll become part of families here. So then you have family in two parts of the world, or maybe three, depending on how many places you've been. All right. So thank you again, Daryl, for joining us today and sharing some of your experience. I wish you all the best. I want to hear when you go check out that racetrack. So please let us know. Maybe come back and share some of your other experiences once you have more time to explore. And we look forward to hearing how things are going maybe over the next few weeks and months for you. But it sounds like you've off to a good start with a great company, a lot of support, already making friends and driving. So that's really awesome. Congratulations. And thanks for sharing your time and experience this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Take care.
Goodbye.
Bye, everyone.
If you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and hit the follow button on your podcast player and leave us a review. AMN Healthcare International is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. We offer both direct hire and staff recruitment, giving you more options and flexibility to begin your American dream. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. There's also a link in the description. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for more incredible conversations.